Morning, everybody. Welcome back to A Comedian Called Carl Drinking Coffee. It's day 21 of my coffee advent calendar. Thanks for tuning in. I've got a little bit of a sniffle, so excuse that if I do a few little noises throughout. I'll try and limit them. Basically, I don't know if I've ever told you this. First off, quick roundup of today's coffee. I mean, nothing much to say really. They're a classic. I knew they were in here somewhere, but I've purposely not looked like at the list to see what days or anything like, you know, what beans are in there, because I basically didn't want to ruin the surprise for myself. But they're Roundhill Roastery. They're the roastery I always use. They're my normal ones. I've got a subscription to them all year round. I think they're the best beans I've ever used. So these ones, I'm not even going to let them be in the running for the best of the advent calendar, because I don't think it's fair. I'm already sort of on board with them, so I've decided to just say they're quality. They're from Honduras. They're lovely. So smooth. They're just a real lovely bean. But what I was about to say was I very rarely get ill in my life. You know, I've never had any major illness. Like, you know, growing up even, I never had chicken pox or measles or any of those business. I haven't had antibiotics since I was, I don't know, I can't even remember, probably under 10. Never had the flu. You know, I'm pretty good. I've got a good immune system. But whenever I get a cold, which is probably a couple of times a year, I get the most extreme one-day colds. Like, you know, I've never ever had one of them colds where people say, like, oh man, I've just had this cold like for a week, that sort of thing. I've never, I don't know what that would feel like. What I get is all of that crammed into one day. This is absolutely true. So basically, Hannah finds it hilarious because it looks like I've sort of managed to squeeze a week-long cold into about 12 hours. So what happened was yesterday, and I can feel when it's happening. I woke up yesterday morning and I was a little bit sniffly. I was like, I was getting a bit of that just like regularly as I was just getting the morning together. And then we went to the farmer's market, and it was at the farmer's market I started feeling a little bit more sniffly. And then we got back and then the sneezing began. And this is how it goes. This is the sort of day's trajectory. So it would have been about 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m. I start sneezing quite regularly. That starts ramping up. And then it got to about 5, 6, and the sneezing is, you know, I'd say almost non-stop, and my nose is basically just dripping. And it feels like my head is just sort of getting heavy and full. And then that, it just builds until about 8 p.m. and then starts sort of coming down. So by the time I went to bed, the sneezing had stopped, but the sniffly sort of nose business was still a bit bad, and my head, you know, my head was still pretty heavy, and I feel a bit shit. Sleep, wake up today, head feels totally fine, not sneezing much, and just I'm on the end of a sniffle. It feels like a sort of, it's like a 20-hour arc. But my body just goes, right, you're going to get a cold. Let's move it through very quickly, but very, you know, intensely. Rather than spread it out over a week and waste loads of time. Let's get it done, yeah? So, it's a very, since yesterday's podcast, I've had, you know, a full-on cold. And now I'm on the end of it. It's weird, isn't it? I should speak to somebody about it. Like a medical professional, not just like you lot. Maybe I'm a medical marvel. Maybe I've got I'm the vaccine for the coronavirus. Let me just wipe my nose again. Sorry. I know, it's gross, isn't it? Listening to somebody sniffling is a... There's certain noises I think the human body makes that there's not an age or a personality type you can have that makes you immune to some sort of guttural response to it. Not like, you know, there'll be different levels on the spectrum of how you respond, but, you know, when you hear, like, just hear a... that noise, sorry to do it so extremely, but I don't think there's anyone who would hear that and enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? Like most things, there's always some creep who enjoys stuff that you think is a bit gross. But I don't think there's anyone on earth who'd enjoy that noise. Hocking up like a phlegm as well is another one. Just like, ugh. No one's hearing that and going, yes, love a bit of that. It must be some sort of evolutionary thing, innit? That you know that they're a bad sound. They mean there's germs are coming. Anyway, how do I do like hearing a sneeze? I am a sneezer, always have been, because of my nasal problems. My lifelong nasal problems, but also I think it might just be in the family as well. Taking them out, my dad has always just sneezed a lot. Just, he's a real sneezer. There's one thing you can say about him, and they're proper big, booming sneezes. He's got quite a big nose, my dad, and I'd always just hear it, just like, you know, he'd be in another room and you'd hear, "Whoa!" He was one of them people that really got his voice into it. It wasn't just like a really put a bit of weight behind it. And I don't know if I just, you know, if there's one thing I get from my dad, it is our sneezing. It's not the best thing to inherit from your family, is it? Saying that, with my family's economic situation, it's all I'll bloody inherit. It is, just looking at it, it is a bloody miserable day today, isn't it? What a load of rubbish. I popped out for a walk yesterday evening. It was very cold, but it wasn't raining. And it was a funny vibes. Very quiet on the streets, obviously. You know, most of the shops were shut. It was Sunday, that would have been normal anyway. But even like some of them were shutting early anyway. And it was quite eerie. Made me feel like I want to go for like a bike ride through central London. Go down Oxford Street with everything shut. Covent Garden, mate. I walked through Covent Garden when I was doing Top Secret Comedy Club last month. No, start of this month. And it was the day before things opened again, briefly. And everything, all the shops were shut and everything, and it was there was no one around, and it was really it was quite sad, you know. Covent Garden is obviously, especially in the run up to Christmas, is always so nice, you know. You've got a big tree and there's lights everywhere, and there's always people, there's a real bustle, and in the actual centre of it, you know, the markety bit, there's always just people drinking and eating, and it's lovely. There's always a lovely atmosphere, there's music happening, and just walking through it when it was just dead was sad. And I know, I'm not saying like, I understand the necessity, but it was like, oh, London, what has become of you? What's everyone else saying? A lot of kicking off on Twitter yesterday, wasn't there, about people fleeing the city. Everyone was like, "Look, oh, this is disgusting, all these Londoners at St Pancras." It's like, they ain't Londoners. What Londoners are going north for Christmas? Like, you know, they are Northerners who live here. They're leaving, they're going home, mate. They're getting back, you know. I bet you they're all just like people that live in a little London flat. Can't face the thought of like being holed up in a sort of third story flat, no, you know, for over Christmas and that, just not everything shut, so they're getting back to their families and stuff, mate. Don't freaking tar London with that brush. We're used to it, mate. We were forged in shitholes. We can stay the course. But it's that thing that's classic sort of. They just light the fire, let everyone argue, innit? No, this is disgusting. It's like, let's all remind ourselves, who's caused this problem? If they'd not announced that the day before, maybe there wouldn't have been such a mad rush, do you know what I mean? Maybe if they'd given everyone a week or 10 days' notice, there would have been a gradual thing of people working out how to stay the course and do things and rearrange, to not panic, think about it with a clear head, not, oh shit, I'm stuck, rush, get on the train. So don't blame those people, man. Don't let your initial response to those people blind you to the fact that the government has fucked this. That's what I will say. They've even like, isn't there? We're now banned from Europe, aren't we? The European countries are closing their borders to us. If, and I mean, this is a big if, but there is like a few quite big commentators, political commentators, have mooted the idea that this whole mutant strain is a bit of an exaggeration. They've known it's been sort of evolving. They know that's what happens with them, isn't it? It evolves. But if, they've known about it, they mentioned it like over a week ago, so they know it's a thing that can happen. But if it's a bit of bullshit and they're basically using it to cover up the fact that they didn't shut London down, they tried to keep London open, they shut everywhere up north. There was loads of like controversy over that, and they were like, no, London's fine. And then naturally there was a spike in London. So if they're now basically exaggerating this mutant strain thing to basically not admit that they fucked up, that if it came out down the line that was what they did, and this is what's caused Europe to close their borders to us, and there'll be like shortages and stuff coming through, like not big shortages, we're not all going to be starving, but that thing of Dover's fucked, that is surely, I know it's almost impossible nowadays for a politician to lose their job, but that would have to have some heads rolling, wouldn't it? If you just basically told a whopper to get out of the fact you messed up and it caused other countries to close their borders to you, that even in today's world must be a sackable offence. Come on, mate. Think we should start bringing back the stocks, and put them in and throw fruit at them. Do something just to remind them that, come on, you're not above some sort of punishment. Well, there we go. I've got to go. I've got to go. I mean, not got to go anywhere physically, just got to do some stuff. So that was day 21 of my coffee advent calendar. We really covered a lot. Colds, and travel and politicians. I'll be back tomorrow, day 22. Woo-hoo. No, seriously, hope you're having an all right Christmas period. It's not all stressing you out too much. Take it easy. Be nice to yourself. Put your feet up. If ever there's a year to not put any pressure on yourself over the Christmas period, it's this. Do you know what I mean? Take it easy. Bye.